This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, more on Arnold, plus buzzwords, Vietnam, and the letters GOTV, the political meaning behind them. First, though, for all you star watchers, the Perseid meteor shower peaks this year, next week, August 12th and 13th. Unlike some other annual meteor showers, the Perseid occurs during the warmth of summer, so you won't need to wrap yourself in 9 layers of blankets to enjoy it. Also worth staying up for, the planet Mars will make its closest pass to Earth in 60,000 years at the end of this month. Joining us is Ira Flalo. He's host of NPR's Science Friday. Ira, this is going to kill you. What's up?
The Perseids are up. Actually, you know, we normally tell people to go out on the night of the 12th and 13th to see the Perseids. I think that's going to be like next Tuesday and Wednesday night. So yeah, go out like after midnight. But it's a full moon that night, which is going to block out a lot of the sky. You know, it gets too bright to see a lot of the stars. So if you go out tonight around, you know, before dawn, you'll get to see the beginnings of the Perseid shower, and you'll get to see a lot of wonderful streaks in the sky prior to the Perseid meteor shower when it peaks next week. You get your shot this weekend. If you go out like 4 o'clock in the morning, 2 hours before sunup, the moon will have set. And so you'll have this whole sky to yourself to look at, and then you actually can extend that over to the weekend. And so actually starting tonight into the next couple of days may be your best bet. Of course, if you want to go out next Tuesday night, we can't stop you. It's a great idea anyhow.
Yeah.
You can still see them. The moon may get in the way, but the idea is to get into a darker space, actually get into the shadow of a building or a tree or something like that.
This is all over the country. It's not like you have to go to Montana or Florida.
No, but if you're here in the east, it's been raining for a week, so we're not going to see anything anyhow. But wherever you are, you can see it. But it's better to get above the haze. If you can get above the haze on, go up 4,000 or 5,000 feet or up into the mountains, get a better shot, you'll see a lot more of the stuff. But it's a fantastic event.
Fantastic show for free, a great cheap date.
This is one of the great cheap dates. I mean, just think about this, you know. You want to impress somebody, you don't know how to offer them something new, you've just met them. Hey, I want to go out and see the meteorites tonight, you know, and then you're so, yeah, it's an all-night viewing event. So
yeah,
it's out there.
Well, yeah.
It's warm.
Mm.
You don't need, you know.
Let me ask you about Mars, okay? It's going to be closest to Earth in 60,000 years. But is it going to be, I mean, that sounds spectacular, but is it going to be spectacular? Are you going to say, holy moly, there it is?
Well, moly might not be the right word, but it'll be holy. It's a terrific sight. It's not going to be a giant Mars sitting in the sky like the moon. It's going to be about as bright as Jupiter gets, shining very brightly like that. And, of course, it always shines with a reddish or an orange color, so it's going to be very, very easy to see. And this is, as you say, the first time in about 60,000 years it's been this close. And to get this close again, you may have to wait till over the year 3,000 sometime.
Boy, here's a absolutely ridiculous question. I can't pass it up, though. All these science fiction films that I saw in the books, their Martians are going to be close enough to us, Ira. They're just going to be right next door. Suppose there's somebody up there and they, you know, missiles and things. What do you think?
We better watch the surface very carefully for those invasions. They, you know, remember in that science fiction film when Mars invaders came to us, they saw eruptions on Mars first.
That's right.
Through their telescopes.
Yeah.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
But if you have even a set of binoculars, can you see Mars pretty well?
You'll need a pretty good small backyard telescope to actually see the disk and the poles, you know, the ice on the poles and the actual features. But it will be very, very bright, and there'll be no mistaking that you are looking at Mars,
Thanks.
Even with your naked eye.
Thanks, Ira. Ira Flalo, host of NPR's Science Friday.